in the early days of the internet, amateur radio operators decided that they wanted access to some of these IP addresses, and there were lots of them, and nobody was ever going to use all of them, just like, you know, 4 megs of RAM. Nobody would ever need more than 4 megs of RAM or 10 megs of hard drive space, but they were allocated for free all of the IP addresses that started with 44. And as amateur radio operators progressed, the ARDC was formed as a foundation to maintain ownership of all of those 44 IP addresses. And in 2019, the ARDC decided to sell off 25% of the 44 IP addresses for a record-breaking sum of $105 million, something like, roughly. I don't remember. I think maybe it was $103, whatever. So now the ARDC is currently sitting on $130 million after having given out $40 million in different things, scholarships and grants and such. And one of the things that apparently they invested in the December period of last year was this service known as 44Net Connect. And what they've done is avoided all of the BGP routing that needs to be done in order for a typical user to be able to utilize one of these 44Net IP addresses. So now you sign up with the ARDC, send them a copy of your official copy of your license from the FCC. They'll verify it within a matter of hours, typically. And once that happens, you can request a 44Net Connect tunnel. When they review it and grant it to you, then they will give you a WireGuard configuration file, and I think I'm going to time out. And I got just a little bit more. I'll really take one more bite. Anyhow, you install WireGuard on whatever machine you would like to be behind the VPN tunnel. And then from then on, you'll be able to access that computer at an IP address that starts with 44. This totally eliminates the need for any port forwarding on a computer that you want to be able to access from the outside. So if it's an all-star node running on a Raspberry Pi, you get that going, and you don't have to do any port forwarding, and people can dial into your all-star node. The same thing would go for a WiresX server, or whatever you want to call that. I'm not totally up on all the terms for WiresX things, but that WiresX device, whatever it's connected to, that it's getting its IP address, have it run WireGuard, and it will look to the internet as if it has a 44Net IP address, and you won't have to deal with any port forwarding. Yeah, thanks for the net tonight, Kurt, and 7-3, and I'm going to head off to bed. Hopefully there's some information there. If KF9WW has any questions, he can certainly email me. I've got a good email address at QRZ, Kilo, India Niner, November Golf. Back to you, Kurt.